The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in Surah Maryam, gives us an account of the birth of Jesus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam that I'd like to go over on this night. That he is remembered, whether or not this is the night of his birth, but because of the common understanding there regarding this, I would like to go over this very briefly, meaning this is not a tafsir on details. It's a brief translation and maybe a few words extra of the story of Maryam and the birth of Jesus in the Quran, which is found in Surah Maryam. Starting with verse 16, prior to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Zakariya and was a great man, a prophet, who was granted Yahya, of course, after seeing Maryam, not after Jesus' birth. Yahya was born before Jesus, or Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam. That is also another interesting story. But verse 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. And remember in the book, Maryam, إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. She went to an eastern location, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She took a hijab, a curtain. She had this is a curtain. Hijab here does not mean a veil that you would wear. It's a hijab, a curtain, something that would create some form of partition so that others would not be able to come there. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. And we sent to her our ruh. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. The word ruh is mentioned here. Ruhana, our ruh. What this exactly means, different mufassirin, there's different opinions regarding what ruh refers to. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ruhana, our ruh. But clearly, what is clear is that this is not a material being. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. There's a lot of care in explaining this story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very careful with the wording here. تَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. تَمَثُّل is to appear as something. Appearing as something comes from the word مَثَل. Okay? It's like something. It isn't, but it's like that. So he's not a man. He's an angel of some sort or an immaterial being, but he presented himself as Basharan Sawiya, a complete human being. She saw in her perception, from her perspective, she sees a human being. And therefore, when she sees a man, she's gone somewhere, she's put up some form of hijab, some barrier that she's not visible. Now she sees a man where she didn't expect. So she says, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She says, I seek refuge from you to Allah. She's afraid of what perhaps could happen here if there's any ill intentions. So she says, I seek refuge, I ask help from Allah in regards to you. She's asking for him to be taqiyya and be careful and watch what he's doing. So her understanding is that this is a man, and she says, she is someone, the Holy Quran, أحصنت فرجها. She's someone that, not in this instance, in many instances, she was careful about her relationship and with her encounters with men. She protected herself. And this is why she's referred to as the Virgin Mary. No man, and it's mentioned here, has touched her. This notion that some, al-a'yadu billah, God forbid, for even repeating the nonsense that's being said, someone being with, it's all nonsense. It's all completely wrong. قَالَتْ أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًا. So from her perspective, she thinks she sees a man. And she says that, قَالْ, the angel, or رُوحَنَا, says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. I'm not who you think I am. I'm not even a man. I am a messenger from your Lord. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I'm here to give you a غُلَام, a child that is zakiyya, it's very purified. قالت, she said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How can I have a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No human has touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. And I'm not someone who transgresses. I'm not a transgressor to do something wrong. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. The messenger that God had sent, that immaterial being, says to her, كَذَلِكِ. That's how God, قَالَ رَبُّكِ. That's how your Lord has said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It's easy for me. It's not difficult for me. I have made this process of childbirth require two parents, a male and a female. And if I want that to change in one instance, or in many instances, however many, or if I want to create a human being without any parents, like in the case of Adam, it's easy, it's very simple. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we will make him, that child of yours, آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ, a sign for the people. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا, and a blessing from us. Christ is a blessing to all mankind, was and is a blessing for mankind. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا, and this is definite, this will definitely happen. God has already made this a definite thing to happen, and therefore it will happen. كَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. فَحَمَلَتْهُ, so she became pregnant. God made her pregnant. One doesn't know what to even say regarding this. To say that Christ is God's child, born from Mary. What does this even mean? God is the creator of mankind, of human beings. All people are His creation in the exact same way. The way He creates it, meaning in terms of being creations, they're exactly the same. Nobody is less of a creation compared to the other. Everything and everyone is His creation, and everyone is His slave, His abd. As Christ mentions, and we'll go over that, He says the first thing He says, "Inni abdullah." I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not the child. Al-ayadu billah. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. One of the things we have about Surah Al-Ikhlas or Al-Tawheed is that it was revealed as a response to the Christians. The priests or the clergy from amongst the Christians who claimed that God is one of three, or is three, or whatever, or Jesus is the Son of God, and so on and so forth. It says, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ or كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. He has not given birth, or He has not been the father to anyone, and He is not a child of anyone. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Anyhow, God, فَحَمَلَتْهُ, made her pregnant, meaning wanted her to bear a child, and she did. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He wanted her, and she became pregnant, without any man, any male touching her in any way.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه